This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back at it on a Thursday. That's right. This week flew by because obviously you knew it would. You got the day off Monday for most, and then football is on Thursday. And then Friday there's football. Then Saturday there's football. Then Sunday there's football. Then Monday there's football. And then next Thursday there's football. Then next Sunday there's football. You get the drift.
Yeah,
we are back, baby. We are back.
Let's go.
I don't know if you consider tonight a big one. Am I wrong here? I mean, I know I'm not smart. They did a kickoff show last night on NBC.
I always thought the night before the first game was the video of this team that won the Super Bowl, you know, like they always do the recap of the season before that. And then you roll into, you know, Thursday night football. Like last year was the recap of the Chiefs season. I think they're doing one for the Eagles right now because I'm watching on NFL Network and they have that going on. But hey, the NFL is going to market any way that they possibly can. People are ready for the start of this season. They're ready for this thing to get going, right? If you're going to do an opening night or however they want to do it and sell it and make more money, they're going to go ahead and do something like that. So I think everybody's just kind of ready to turn that page and get into football season. We had a little taste over the weekend with the college, and now it's about the pros. And what's going to happen is we're not going to see aesthetically pleasing games for the first couple weeks of the season, and everybody's going to complain about the game not being as good. So, like, I wouldn't expect a clean game either tonight or especially tomorrow down in Brazil for either of those teams.
Tonight is Philadelphia-Dallas. The question that's been asked is how bad does tonight get? Obviously, we know Nick Sirianni and the Eagles will not be out there on banner night to celebrate. I'm going to call Cap.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think this is where the veteran leaders have to take over, like Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, you know, some of these guys, you know, that have been around the block and be like, coach, we accomplished something pretty special, right? It doesn't happen a lot. This isn't Kansas City, right? We have an opportunity to go celebrate and be with the fans and to really, 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 really put a bow on what we did last year. And I think every situation needs closure. I'm talking to a friend of mine actually this morning about some stuff about closing a situation and needing closure. Winning needs closure too. You need to put that final bow on the season and go, okay, here's the banner. Now it's officially time to move on. The fans got to celebrate with you guys. The players got to celebrate this thing one final time. And I just think in life, we spend too much time stressing over the negative and we don't accept the positive and celebrate the positive enough. And this is a major accomplishment, you know, for the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it's 59 Super Bowls that have been played or whatever. So it's not like every team's winning these things and it happens a lot. It's only the second time that the Eagles have ever done it. So you've got to celebrate these moments and not doing so. I just think it's a bad look by the team.
And also, if you don't think that Philadelphia lives in the past, we found out yesterday that Jalen Hurts' background on his phone is still the Super Bowl loss against the Chiefs from 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's still there.
So,
I mean,
Cap, Sirianni, I guarantee you, you'll have all your players out there celebrating night with your fans because that's what it's all about.
And your owner has to take over, too. I mean, even if the players don't and he doesn't listen to them, this is where the owner needs to come and go, no, our fans want our players out there celebrating this kind of stuff with them.
What's
that's really
his name, Lorne Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Jeffrey Lurie not look like Lorne
Michaels? He does, just like him. No, yeah, it's a good comparison. Yeah.
Yeah, so improv that blank to Sirianni and tell him to get out there. Like, does Big Dom need to be out there? No. Does Sirianni and the team need to be out there? Yes.
Yes, yeah.
This is how you do things. This is what it is, right? Like, you hear Josh Allen on Hard Knocks talking to Kyle Brandt. I can see the parade. I can see the bus tires going over the snow. I can see the frigid temperatures and everybody having fun. It's in my mind. I know that it's there. Just like all these players for Philadelphia are like, I cannot wait for the season opener. Not only that, to rub it in the face of Dallas, and Jerry Jones.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Why would you not go out there and just absolutely show the Philadelphia crowd what it's all about? Go Birds, fly Eagles, fly. It takes 5 minutes out of your day to celebrate. It's like whenever you had your graduation party, right? You didn't want to stand at the front door when all of your family members came in, but you did because they were giving you money and they were going to tell you congratulations when you graduated high school. And then once everybody comes in, friends, family, people you've never met before, you go mingle around and eat your food, whatever it is, but you still do what you're supposed to do, which is stand there, let everybody take it in. Nick Sirianni, kiss my ass.
You know, we've come so far in sports and culture intersecting each other and it becoming more of a pop culture deal now and a cultural thing now than it is a sports deal now. It's more about entertainment than it really is about the games at the end of the day. I mean, look at with YouTube and what's going to go on with that. If you were mad at the Taylor Swift stuff, don't watch the game tomorrow. I'm just telling you right now, Tony Dungy, right? And so it there's a cross section bigger than it's ever been between the entertainment industry and the sports world. Mm. Winning a championship, that's part of the entertainment side. And if the shoe was reversed, some way, some shape or form, Dallas actually stumbled into a Super Bowl championship in the next couple of years. Oh, what do you think that celebration would be like on that Thursday night game down in Dallas? It would be the biggest spectacle anybody has ever seen. And so you have the opportunity with the Philadelphia Eagles to have your biggest rival there. Like when we've opened on Thursday nights after the Super Bowl, we've done it against the Lions, the Texans and whoever else
Ravens.
And the Ravens. Yeah. After we won the Super Bowl, it wasn't exactly like we were playing our biggest rival. This is a huge rivalry game for Philadelphia. I would make this as big and as powerful as everything that you could possibly do to send a message to the Dallas Browns. Hey, look, dude, we are the Super Bowl champions. You're coming into our house. Intimidate the hell out of them. Make it uncomfortable for them. Celebrate this thing. That's why I just don't believe in Nick Sirianni as a legitimate head coach to be able to handle this Super Bowl win, because there's so much that goes along with it off the field. I just don't know that he's grown up enough to do that.
With all that said, do you guys see Philadelphia winning by two scores? You see a double digit spread tonight, because Dallas is 8.5 point dogs. That's on the road to Philadelphia. A huge number. I took Dallas plus 8.5, by the way, if you wanted me to know. If you wanted to know. It's opening night. I know Chiefs-Ravens was a better matchup roster-wise. But look, everybody's good to go. This is 8.5 is, to me,
a lot. It's a big number. It really is. I don't know. Like, sometimes you think about the Super Bowl hangover, and with us, we haven't experienced that because of Andy Reid, right? Because we've got this veteran coach that understands what it's like to move on and have been there, done that, compartmentalized everything and handle everything the proper way. There may be a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. I don't know how they're going to respond after that. I don't want to believe that it's going to be like they just showed Week 17, a 41-7 final with Philadelphia and Dallas. If that happens, that is a dud, you know, obviously for the NFL, but it really kind of shows you where those two teams are. I have a feeling it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a much closer game. It's a rivalry game. It's going to be a sloppy game because both teams are coming out of the gate. It's the first opportunity to play against somebody different for the most part. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot closer than people want to. People are writing this game off like we don't even need to play it. Like it's just going to be some sort of blowout. I just don't think it is. Watch it be a blowout.
Well, it's good content for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will say this is probably the first time in my life that I'm rooting for Dallas.
Just because you won a game?
I won a game. I don't like Philadelphia.
Yeah, I hate both these teams.
I hate the fan base. Sports hate. I don't know anybody specifically that's an Eagles fan, but after dealing with what we dealt with in New Orleans and seeing the disrespect and just the immaturity of it, it's fine. I'm sure that we can do the same thing about Chiefs fans as well. But again, I'm rooting for Dallas. I want that kid that's from the movie Elf that gets everybody riled up, Nick Sirianni, and you know all that sort of stuff. I want to see them lose. I want to see that happen, because if they do not show up for the Super Bowl celebration and then they lose to Dallas – And then Jer Jones goes on radio show to talk about how good this team is. And, you know, without Micah, that we were able to beat the Philadelphia Eagles because we didn't have any distractions. I would love to see that. Yeah. So, yeah, tonight, put a star on my head. I'm rooting for Dallas.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for either team. I'm rooting for a tie, quite honestly. I would love to see it end in a tie. It would be fantastic for me because I hate both of those teams. And you're right about the behavior of the Philly fans down in New Orleans. That's just not coming from bitter Chiefs fans after we lost the game. I mean, it was insanity. I mean, these people were just bloviating dopes with the way that they were acting. And you look, they beat up on Santa Claus. So we all know how Philadelphia fans are. Better for the show if Dallas wins. There's no question about that. Better for sports radio if Dallas wins. And if Dallas wins, how many minutes into the WIP morning show tomorrow are they calling for Nick Sirianni's head?
Two.
You think it's right away? Because I do. I believe, like I've been saying about Nick Sirianni, I feel like everybody feels that way in Philadelphia, especially about Nick Sirianni. Like, okay, you won us a Super Bowl, but we're still not sure if you're the right guy. And if you don't celebrate the Super Bowl and then get your teeth kicked in by the Dallas Browns tonight, yeah, they will be. They'll be like, see, we told you he luckily won that Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. We'll start going about Nick Sirianni. And you may have a legit conversation to have about that.
Well, how long did Peterson last after he won a Super Bowl?
Well, they won it in, I think, 17, and he was gone, like, I think 3 years.
I was going to say three
seasons, I think it was 3 seasons. I can't remember if he was there for the COVID year or not.
The difference is this team is much better than that team.
True. Yeah. You have much better skill position players than you did back then.
Yeah. You have a quarterback.
You won with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
You also have a Hall of Fame quarterback. You have a Hall of Fame running back and a Hall of Fame wide receiver on your team. Yep. Maybe I'm a bit egregious on calling A.J. Brown a Hall of Famer, but...
I was going to say you may be a bit egregious calling Jalen Hurts a Hall of Famer now.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not going to really argue it. He's a quarterback that won the Super Bowl and has been fantastic. I mean, he will have a case. He's been to two Super Bowls, for God's sakes. I mean,
he's got to do some more statistics.
Well, he's very young. I mean, Dan Marino made the Hall of Fame. He went to one Super Bowl, right? And I know that should not be the end-all be-all, but for whatever reason it is. Jalen Hurts is very young, not even, 27 years old. He's already led his team to 2 Super Bowls. I mean, so.
And he's a Super Bowl MVP.
And he's a Super Bowl MVP. Sure. So, yeah, I don't think Dusty's wrong at all. I just don't. I think
You mentioned the statistical god in Dan Marino. Yeah, like, he's going to show up on all the all-timers.
There's two arguments to this, because you could be like, well, Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl or a Super Bowl MVP, but he set up all those records and all those yards. But then you're like, well, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, and there's no way he gets in the Super Bowl. But again, Trent Dilfer and Jalen Hurts' careers are both
way
totally
different. Trent Dilfer is the anomaly in all of this, right?
Yep.
There are anomalies in sports. It's okay to have those, right? Those are actually really cool. Trent Dilfer is a big time. Joe Flacco's an anomaly in all of this as well. You know, that random guy that somehow won a Super Bowl. And so, yeah, I don't think Dusty's wrong. I think when you hear Jalen Hurts Hall of Fame, you immediately go, no way. And then you do the say it out loud test. You start to think about what he's accomplished. You start to think about where he is in his career.
And his age.
he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He really is. And I never thought about it until Dusty just said it. But you're absolutely right about that.
You also look at this division, right? The NFC East. 20 years consecutively, no one has won this division back to back.
That's right.
Does that trend get nipped? Well, I don't know. I think we could go over our winners in the NFC, right? We can start with that Eastern Division. Mac, why don't you start off with your predictions of the NFC East this year? We'll go to Bob, and then I'll finish the East off.
I think we do have the first back-to-back winner. I just think this Eagles team's too strong from a roster standpoint. I'm going to go Eagles.
You said best roster in football, both AFC and NFC, yesterday in Mac's pack.
Best roster in the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles. I believe that. Yep.
Is it close?
First and second are close, but after that, I think there's a big drop-off.
So you go Philadelphia, Baltimore?
Baltimore, and then there's a pretty big drop-off.
Then it's Kansas City?
Maybe. I'd have to think about it.
Or Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit would be up there. Yeah, but it's not Buffalo, I don't think. Yeah, I think it would be KC, Detroit. You could have an argument of Green Bay, maybe. But yeah, I think those would be it. But yeah, big drop-off. I think Eagles, Commanders have a setback here, but I think they're still number two. I'll go Cowboys with a feisty 6 or 7 win team, and then the Giants, we've talked about them, Bob. I like them on paper. I look at that schedule, dude. That's rough. They could start 1-5, 0-6.
They could, but maybe they surprise this year, too. It is the NFL, right? And we were talking yesterday about selling hope in the NFL. It's true. You sell hope every year. And, Jackson Dart's number two on the depth chart, so you start to wonder, are there plays for Jackson Dart? I hope not. I hope not to see Jackson Dart this year. Yeah. Like, honest to God, if Brian Daboll wants to save his job and stay employed, do not play Jackson Dart for 1 minute this year.
True.
Do not play him for 1 minute this year because you'll always have that as the fallback plan. Do you see, by the way, they sold 10% of their team yesterday for $1 billion?
Wow.
10% of the Giants sold for $1 billion. Wow. It's a value to a $10 billion franchise. That's the NFL money for you, right? And so you're going with that. See, I have a hard time with this, man, because I'm just not 100% in on Sirianni. I'm not in on Washington because I feel like it could be a sophomore slump. Obviously, I'm not in on Dallas right now. The Giants, I don't know what. So I'm going to go with Washington. I'm going to go Philadelphia. I'm going to go Dallas. I'm going to go to the Giants. That's the order I'm going in. And I don't feel great about it at all. But I love that 20-year note that nobody's won this thing consecutive years in the last 20. So I'm sticking with that. And I just can't trust Nick Sirianni to be an adult.
I'm going to go with the Washington Commanders winning the East this year. I like that roster. Okay.
Okay.
Left tackle situation.
Big improvement.
Went and got the gas mask. went and got Deebo Samuel. I think we're underrating Deebo Samuel because he's, you know, put on a few pounds in the offseason because it ended poorly in San Francisco, but we're just going to give up on him because he's going to go to Washington. He's got a better quarterback in Washington.
Yes, he does.
True.
Okay. He's got a new slate in Washington. He's got Scary Terry as well. He's got his Brandon Ayuk. That is Terry McLaurin.
Yep.
He's got a running back system, which in Washington, I don't know who the main guy is. I know Merritt's going to merit a lot of handoffs.
Yeah.
Good pun. And I like Daniels, man. I think that I was watching, BFT yesterday, and he's got their producer who's a big Philly fan. We know him, the big guy that always shouts and screams.
Yes.
And he goes, I need PFT to take his headset off. I am in fear. He's an Eagles fan. PFT, obviously a Washington fan. He goes, I am in fear that Washington might have their version of Patrick Mahomes for the next 12 to 15 years, and that terrifies him. If that is the case and Daniels can be that guy and be a stud quarterback, big year for Washington. I have Philadelphia finishing second in the East. I have the Cowboys finishing third. I think the Cowboys win 10 games again this year. I think their roster is underrated.
So you think the third place team in the East wins 10 games?
I do. Wow. Dallas won 10 games last year. Didn't even have Dak Prescott.
Like half the year or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They still have CeeDee Lamb, who's the third best wide receiver in football. And that is a great bunch at the top three with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and CeeDee Lamb. You have George Pickens now. We'll see what Javonte Williams can do in the backfield with Dallas, but their defense isn't a slouch. They did lose Micah Parsons. We'll see how that defense rolls. But I have the Giants finishing last in the division. I don't think the Giants are going to be that 5-12 team. I could see the Giants being like 7-10, 6-11 type of team. Not terrible. Obviously not great, but finishing last in that division.
You know what? It'll be interesting to see, you know, if Washington ends up winning this division, right? And Philadelphia does take that big step back, like maybe they will. You know, what the conversation becomes at the end of the season, too, about moving forward. Does Nick Sirianni get another opportunity? I just feel like Philadelphia fans and media, if you will, are just waiting for the Eagles to take that left-hand turn instead of keeping on the straight and narrow so they can pounce and get Nick Sirianni out of
there. Let me ask you this question. Right now, this season, Daniels, Hurts, Prescott, who would be your quarterback?
Probably Daniels. Yeah. No. I mean, because of youth, what are we factoring in?
Just this year.
Season. Just this season. I'm going with Hurts then.
Going with Daniels.
Okay. We move on to the West. I'm going to take San Francisco to win this. Because of this, I think they have the healthiest quarterback, the most trusted quarterback as well. I know Stafford's out there. I love Matthew Stafford. I like San Francisco's roster still. And fellas, whenever you get bored today, you're on the John, you're getting ready to pop that dude wipe out of your hand, go look at their schedule.
Yeah.
Go look at San Francisco's schedule.
Their schedule is cake.
Last place schedule.
Yeah. It's baby soft.
Well, yeah. it's last place is only two games now. So it's the division that they're in, too, that gives them the benefit. Like, I don't think people factor in enough how hard the Chiefs have it with their division. Or you look around at some of these, like the North and the NFC, right? Like, these teams are playing playoff games so much more often than these teams out West. I mean, San Francisco got, yes, the last place schedule, but they also get the Cardinals twice and Seattle twice. And, mm-hmm. You know, they get the opportunity.
They play the NFC South as well.
Oh, correct. They do?
Yeah.
That's really,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Go look at the first six games for San Francisco and be like, okay, they could go 5-1. And then they get Ayuk back, and they still have Kittle, and they still have Brock Purdy. They still have Kyle Shanahan run that system. So I'll go San Fran. I'll go the Rams. I'll go Arizona. Do not sleep on the Arizona Cardinals this year.
I'll take a long nap on them.
And then I'll take the Hawks to finish last in the division.
See, I'm completely different. I've got the Rams. I love Sean McVay, but the quarterback situation, man. If he's healthy, I'm going with Matthew Stafford.
Yep,
I got San Francisco finishing second because Brock Purdy, as Danan always talks about, is not a win because of, he's a win with. I don't know if they have enough weapons to win with him there. We'll see. They might. We'll see what happens.
Alex Smith.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Seattle, I got third, and then I got Phoenix finishing fourth.
Phoenix.
This is your least favorite division, Bob. This is your I don't care division.
It really is. Like, if this division left the NFL, I wouldn't miss a beat. I don't like any of those teams.
I'll go with the Rams. I'm just going to trust that Stafford's going to be able to play. And, you know, if it's a few games, maybe they can get by with Jimmy G or Stetson Bennett. I'll go Seahawks at two. I was all over the place with this division, but I'm going to go with Seattle and the gunslinger. I think that defense is going to be the best in the division. Maybe it's them or L.A. And I think they're going to chuck it around. Sam Darnold's like a good quarterback. He's not going to be as good as he was last season with Kevin O'Connell, but he's got solid weapons. They have a decent O-line, and they've got a run game to rely on. I'll go with the Niners. There's so many ifs with this team. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey's an if. Brock Purdy, to me, isn't necessarily an if, but, like, how good is he going to be without all of these weapons? He's a minor if. Brandon Ayuk, another big if. Ricky Pearsall, like, I like him, but that's still hopeful. That's an if.
Jennings just got paid.
Juwan Jennings, yep, love that. Go Vols. Love that he's paid and ready to go, especially for my 20-team fantasy league. I am going to be starting him. The only non-if on that team is George Kittle. Yeah, and then Arizona Cardinals at four. Flaccid on them, dude. No excitement.
Yeah.
On to the North.
Do you have a division like I do for the NFC West where you're just like, I hate this division?
Yeah, AFC South.
Oh, AFC South like that? That's fair.
What about you?
Yeah, probably the AFC South. Yeah,
really?
Probably. Yeah. But all these NFC divisions, I will say we did the AFC yesterday, was way more sure on that.
Yeah. On the AFC.
Yes.
Yes. All the good teams are in the AFC, but it's easier to pick in the AFC. The NFC, man, you got to like your chances if you're any team in the NFC.
Dude, well, seriously.
You know more in the AFC because you know more about the quarterback play than you do in the NFC.
Yeah, I watch it more. Yep. Yeah.
But the better ones are in the AFC.
They are.
Your list of top four quarterbacks, you go to number at least five before you get to an NFC quarterback.
Yes.
All right, Mac, on to the North.
North, all right, it's going to be the Packers, baby. They're going to win. But Micah Parsons lifted them up. I already might have picked them, but this is at least two-game difference there with Micah Parsons. We're going to go Minnesota. This roster's fantastic. I know JJ's a question, but I'm just going to trust Kevin O'Connell and the infrastructure over there. They've got a head coach as their defensive coordinator in Brian Flores. I'll go Chicago. I'm super excited. And then Detroit, this is how I think you think the NFC East is, Dusty. I think the Lions could win 7, 8, maybe even 9 games and be last place in that division.
Wow, okay. So you got the Lions finishing last.
I do.
Because you've been listening to me talk about the departure of the coordinators too much, and now it's earwormed into you?
That parlayed with my love for Ben Johnson, one of those coordinators, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Because for me, I've got the Vikings winning this thing. I'm just on KOC until I'm out. Detroit finishing second, Green Bay third, and then Chicago a distant fourth.
I'll go with the Lions to win the North. I just think that roster is too good. I think Jared Goff still got a lot of juice left in the tank. I'll have the Bears finish second, though.
Okay.
That's a big step for me. There's a lot of questions, but I'll take the Bears to finish second. I'll have the Packers finish third, and I'll have the Vikings finish last of the division because of the unknown of J.J. McCarthy and the three games without Jordan Addison. But don't sleep on T.J. Hockenson in the first 3 weeks of the season, fantasy people.
Yeah.
We finish off in the South. I'll take Tampa Bay finishing first. I trust Baker Mayfield. I think he could have another MVP-type season. Godwin should be back. Evans is still there. They've got a good running back tandem in Rashard White and Bucky Irving.
Mick Egbuka.
Exactly. Rookie out of Ohio State.
Ooh, yeah, get ready for that.
I'll take Atlanta to finish second. Carolina finishes third. And the Saints go back to the Aints with the first overall pick in the draft. I think they win three games this year.
Does anybody have anything different in that division?
I've got Bucks, Panthers, Falcons. I think the Panthers could be really fun this season.
Okay, fine. Because I'm the same as Dusty in that one. And I think the Tampa one is the obvious one. There are people talking about Baker being an MVP candidate this year. Big season for Baker because I feel like this is the first year where the world now loves Baker Mayfield. And everybody's going to be paying attention to see what Baker...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baker Mayfield can do, and root for Baker Mayfield. I hope he does a great job down there because that's a kid that I am rooting for.
You guys both had Packers third. Do they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
One team from the South, one team from the West, two teams from the North, two teams from the North, and then two teams from the East.
So you don't think they make it then if you got Packers third?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.